Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Linda, and the show's kind of late today, but I am here. I'm telling you, it has been quite the time for me in setting things in order and setting things on priority with working and trying to do a business and doing so many. It has been difficult, but I'm here and I'm doing it. And today we are talking about waiting on God. This so speaks to me now because this is a period of my life where I am truly having to wait on God. You know, there's some things that I really want that haven't really come into fruition just yet. And, you know, if you've ever been in this period where you are, seems like you're trying things and you keep trying and you keep trying and things just are not turning out the way that you wanted or expected them to. This is a period where you have to wait on God. And I had a conversation actually with two good friends of mine about how I was getting, and I'm going to be real transparent here, where I was really getting frustrated that things in my life were not quite going the way that I want them to. I see that these things will happen somewhere in my future, but you kind of want it right now. And two times it came up from two different friends that delay is not denial. And that so sits in my spirit, and I know that I'm not the only one out there that is going through this period of you're praying, you're waiting, and things are just not manifesting as you would like. And as I speak these words, I know that there are other people that is going through this too. And for all of us, for me it's encouraging myself, but encouraging others as we are waiting on God, that it will happen. The true and rightful desires of your heart, God knows them, and they will come to pass. Don't give up. And so that's what we're talking about today. But I'm going to start with, some music by Yolanda Adams, Never Give Up. And then we'll be back and we'll talk about waiting on God. Delay is not denial. And here's Yolanda Adams.
Oh, yeah, you gotta answer when you're called.
That is such a beautiful song and very encouraging to me right now, because it's saying, keep the dream alive, don't give up. Before I even start, I have a caller on the line, so I'm just going to see. This is Glenda. Is this a caller on the line? Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Do you want to just give me a first name?
Chantal.
Chantal, what was your, I guess you saw my program, the title of the program. Are you going through some things, or are you going to share something?
Yeah, I've been going through some things, but I'm not going to give up.
I feel you. Me too, girl. I've been going through some things, but is there something you want to share with us before I even really kind of get off into the program? Is there something you'd like to share?
Just, you know, whatever comes, whatever goes, just keep the faith and know that God is going to work it out no matter what it is. I live by faith. You know, I have been through a lot of things, and my faith is what has kept me.
And I so feel you, because this is a period where I'm even going through right now. And the reason I started the program with, you know, delay is not denial. And sometimes waiting on God, that's a journey, waiting on God to see. You know it's going to happen. It's that faith that you know it's going to happen. But just waiting is a journey sometimes. And the waiting is good for us, because that's when God is preparing us for whatever it is. Because sometimes even in the waiting, we're really not as prepared as we think. And it's a good time for him to prepare us. But so I am so glad you talked about faith, because that is it. That is it, to have that faith to know that he's going to work it out.
Yes, no matter what it is. If it's for you, he going to work it out. If it ain't, he going to move it out.
Woo, I like that, girl. Say that. If it's for you, he will work it out. And if it's not, he will move it out. And that is just all good, because it's all in his divine timing that it worked out like that.
And just, you know, when you're in your waiting period, you know, just it's like they say, it's just a test. And when you're going through your waiting period, that's the time for you to gather your strength.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah,
you better preach today.
you get your strength when you're going through your waiting period. You know, and then it just helps you to appreciate God even more. When he does what you're standing, you know, what you're standing for, what it is, whatever you're going through, when he brings you out, it just helps you to appreciate who he is even more. It just makes you want your desire for him even more. So that's why we have to go through these tests, and we have to, you know, wait on him. Because once you wait on him, then you know everything is going to be all right. Because he's not going to come short of anything. The waiting period is hard, but that's the time for you to grow. That's the time for you to get your strength. And that's the time for peace, you know, to come into your life for whatever it is that you're going through. So just let God have it, you know, and just wait on him, because he's going to get glory regardless, you know. So it's just, you know, it's just we're all being strengthened when we're going through something. So just look at it as your time of refreshing, your time of strength, you know, your time. It's just your time for whatever it is that you're seeking.
Oh,
and I hear the Lord say, whatever it is that you're standing in the need of, God already got it.
It is well. Thank you so much. You just don't know what a blessing.
And it is your season. This is your season. So that's why you're in this period right now. That's why you're going through what you're going through, because it is your time. It's your season for whatever it is that you're standing in the need of, that you have before God. God is going to do it.
He is. He is. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing those words of wisdom. What a delight. I'm sure you've not only encouraged me, but some other people. And thank you for allowing God to use you with those words.
Oh, yeah. I got to let him use me wherever he tell me to go, whatever he tell me to say. I have to say it, and I got to do it.
Well, you did
and
it tonight.
And I don't have a problem with it.
I can tell. I can tell. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to put you on hold. You can listen to the program.
I'm going to listen.
Okay. Well, that is good. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome, honey. And be blessed. And don't even worry about it, because it's already done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm
you be blessed.
You, I hear the Lord say, don't worry, because when you worry, he can't fix it.
Woo. Girl, you know.
It's
thank you,
already
Lord.
Done. Let it go. It's done. It's manifestation time for you. So just sit back and let God be God and do what he's going to do. That's all you got to do.
Oh, thank you so much. Bless you. You be blessed. And I am going to put you up. You, and listen to the program, and if you need something else, I'll just check back with you in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Bless you, Chantel.
Bless you, too, honey.
Well, that was just, like, the most awesome call that I just got, and that was truly God, because I wasn't, you know, a lot of times I don't even get calls on the program, but God needed her to give a word. And I feel like it's just not a word for me, but it's a word for a lot of people. A lot of us are in this holding place, this waiting place, and you've been praying and you've been asking God. And I'm speaking for myself, you know, what the song says, encourage yourself in the Lord. So as I speak these words, I know that I'm also encouraging myself as well as others. And, you know, actually, before I even speak the words, I'm going to say a little prayer here. Chantel just almost got me on fire. The Holy Spirit has just kind of lighted up in me. But anyway, Father God, we just thank you for people who just have a heart for you and obey you. Lord, in this period, this holding period, this waiting period, as we petition you, as we come to you, as we come into the holies of holies, we lay all of our desires, wants, right at the throne room, Father God, and we know, we wait expectantly, knowing that you hear us, you know our needs even before we speak them out of our mouth, Lord, and it is well, as Chantel said, and it's already done. So, Lord, even before petitioning, asking you for these things, we're going to say thank you, because every righteous desire of anybody listening at the sound of my voice, God, as a righteous desire, we know that it is already done. So we thank you in advance, Lord. And then we walk into the manifestation of what it is you have for us, our destinies, our plans, and our desires. We thank you so much, Father God. Well, and so it is. We take a deep breath and say, so it is. You know, I'm going to go to the scriptures right now, because in Genesis 21, it kind of talks about when Sarah and Abraham, they were waiting on God for a very long time. So I'm just read that real quick, and then we'll the Lord kept his word and did for Sarah exactly what he had promised. She became pregnant, and she gave birth to a son for Abraham in his old age. This happened just at the time God had said it would, and Abraham named their son Isaac. 8 days after Isaac was born, Abraham circumcised him as God had commanded. Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse a baby, yet I have given Abraham a son in his old age? When Isaac grew up and was about to be weaned, Abraham prepared a huge feast to celebrate the occasion. We're going to stop right there. But, you know, Abraham was 100 years old when the son of Thomas, Isaac, was born. This was the son that God had promised him. And this was the son that when God told Abraham about it, Sarah laughed. But, you know, and she was like 90-something even then. So, you know, how long must they have waited for Isaac to be born, their promise, their desire, and their hope? So I'm just saying in the holding period, you know, God will deliver in his divine timing. Now, it might have been their timing that they would wanted that to occur at another time, at a time sooner than 190-something years old. But our timing is not God's timing, and it's in that divine timing, in that holding period that I'm talking about. When you're waiting, that is our time. A lot of times what I've been hearing God say for me, because I'm in a holding period, I'm waiting. There's some things I'm praying for, I'm hoping for, some things that I want to do that have not yet come into fruition, but they will. Hey, thank you, God. I know they will. And as the name of the program, delay is not denial. It doesn't mean that God has said no. What he is saying to me in this season, and I've heard him clearly on that, is that this is your preparation time. And I know for a lot of people, not just for myself, this is your preparation time. You know, this is the time, just like Chantel said, this is a time when he is strengthening you, when he is keeping you, when he was holding you, when he is shaping you. This is your preparation time. Doesn't mean that it's a denial. It means that this is a delay. And usually in the delay, there are some things that are going on when you delay from something. You're stopped. You're put on hold. So this is our holding time. But it's the time, just like Yolanda said, for us not to give up. Don't quit. A lot of times in that holding time, right at that point when you get so frustrated, when you don't see the manifestation, you give up. Some people give up in that period. And I just want to say, don't give up. Because right at that time, that is just about the time when you're about to step into your destiny, step into the place where God had promised that you would have. Don't give up. And I'm encouraging myself with others, don't give up right now. Remember that this delay is not a denial. What happens in the holding period? Your character is built. Patience is brought forward. And that's a word when we say be patient. That's sometimes a place, and I'm going to admit, for me, to be patient has always not been one of my fortes. But God is building that in me, because sometimes we are just not ready for what we want in a fast pace. You know, we want it now, because everything in this society is fast paced. You can get your food fast, you can get da-da-da-da-da-da. But that doesn't mean because you got it fast, it was what you really wanted or what you really needed at that moment. So sometimes patience is built at that time. And God is working to grow you in this period. So your holding time is so important, because that is the time, like, you're being nurtured for what you're, if you're birthing something, I am birthing something now. And so in that holding time, just like in the birthing period of a woman, that's when the child, that's when the idea, that's when the dream is being matured, it's being nurtured, it's being, you know, it's being brought. This is the time. That holding period, those 9 months before you actually give birth to the child, this is your time when we're holding like a lady in waiting. You're waiting for that desire and that dream to come when you are being prepared for God's divine timing. You know, when you're waiting, some important things to do when you're waiting is to wait with expectancy and faith. Just like Chantel said, you know, we have to wait with expectancy, knowing God is going to do what he said. He is not a God that he shall lie, and he is going to do what he said he was going to do, what he's promised you. He is going to do it. It's going to happen. So you have to wait with that expectancy and wait with that faith. And it is this period when you also need to look back over times and periods in your life when you knew, when you were waiting on things, or when other times of your history, your life history, and your history with God, this is a time when you look at that history of God. And I'm going to tell you something as I'm waiting, honey. He has never failed me. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Trust me, in other times, in past, in my history, whatever he's told and whispered in my ear that he was going to do, he has done. He's never failed me yet. And this is a time, like I said, for us not to discourage. Don't get discouraged. It's so easy to get downtrodden and discouraged. And I did have a period earlier this week where I was kind of like, Lord, you know, just feeling frustrated and discouraged. Thank God for positive people that God uses, just like Chantel. I mean, really, God put her on the radio at this moment. I wasn't even expecting a call. But other people that have affirmed to me that, you know, God uses his people to talk to us, to speak. We are his hands and feet. And so it's always important for you to encourage other people as well as encouraging yourself. Get in the scriptures. Read the words. Affirm to yourself. You know, part of prayer can be affirmations of God is still on the throne. You know, things like that to encourage yourself. You know, I have never seen the righteous forsaken and or his seed begging for bread. They that wait on the Lord, woo, shall renew their strength. Get into the scriptures. Get into the word of God. Say those positive affirmations to yourself. Delay is not denial. Even if it looks, no matter what it looks like, if you have a righteous desire and a righteous dream, it shall come to pass. You know, the other thing is watch your frame of reference and the words that you speak in this holding period. Watch what you're saying. If you're saying things like, I ain't gonna never happen for me, I'm never gonna get this, I've been thinking and trying and da da da. Cut it out. Cancel. Cancel those negative words that you're speaking and speak words of truth. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. These strings build up our strength, and watch the words you speak in your holding period. Stay prayerful. You know, and a lot of times prayer is really to build us up, to affirm what we desire in the righteous desires that we have. So stay prayerful. And sometimes in this holding period, believe it or not, God can be working on you, but he also can be working on some other people as well. Because a lot of times in our holding, in our prayerful period, maybe for you to get to the next level, to the next step, not only involves you, but it may involve somebody else. You know, Joe may have to open up the door for you to go through, so he has to prepare Joel to be right at the right moment, at the right space, at the right time to open the door for you to walk right through the door to go up the step. You know, so sometimes in that holding period, as you are waiting, and as we said, waiting in expectancy is also a time that not only preparing you, but he's preparing other people. And, you know, as we are waiting, waiting is an active process. You know, because sometimes you feel like when you're waiting, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just sitting here like, but waiting is an active process. You know, you're active, you're expecting, you're using your faith. This is an active process, so you are doing something in that holding and that waiting period. Also, you know, like when you wait, when you stand in line and you're waiting for something, a lot of times even the standing is an active process. Stand on God's word and his promises as you're waiting, as you're standing, as you, I mean, literally, you almost standing in line for your blessing. You know, stand on the word, stand on the promises, use your positive affirmations, stay in prayer, knowing that God is going to answer your call. Get still. You need to be still so that you can hear what God is saying in this preparation period. You know, a lot of times, I've said this many times, that we pray and we think because we have prayed, we talk to God, but did you stop and listen? Because prayer is communication with God, and it's a two-way process. I pray, I listen. What is God saying to you in this process, in this time that you're waiting, in your holding period? And write it down sometimes. Honey, this is a good time to journal, because then you can go back and you can look at those what God has said to you, can reference back to those notes, and it helps to direct you. So a lot of times in my holding periods, I pray, I listen, I write it down. Those are your walking instructions then. And as I said, it's a preparation time when you are waiting. And in your preparation time, you are preparing. God is preparing you. It's a time of prayer. It's a time of expectancy and faith. And this is a time when you really, the best thing you can do is surrender your will to God's will. You know, when you surrender, when you give it to God and know that and trust them, this is a time where you just have to trust that what he said he will do, he will most certainly do. And then finally, to know that no is not necessarily the answer that you're going to get, but that this just may be a delay, a pause. This is a time to give you time to prepare, time to surrender, time to wait, time to get that peace and that strength that Chantel was talking about. This is his time where he is growing and stretching you. This is my stretching time. I'm being stretched. I'm learning to be patient and wait on God. This is something I need to have in life because a lot of things just don't come like fast. Even in this fast-paced world, sometimes things you just not fall in place quickly as we would like them, and preparation and perseverance and all of these things that we need for our spiritual growth, we get in holding times. And it's just persevere in this time. Don't give up. Be tenacious. How Jacob was, and I'm going to go to that scripture where Jacob wrestled. And it is in Genesis 32, verse 22. And I'm reading from the New International Bible. That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maidservants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, yet my life was spared." So a lot of times that tenacious spirit that Jacob had in that place where he was still kind of, you know, wrestling with some things, and he wrestled, meaning that he just went over and over with God and with that in that place, but he persevered and he was blessed there. So I'm telling you, as I'm telling myself, to persevere. And even in the story of Abraham and Sarah, when they did not wait on God, Ishmael was born to Sarah's handmaiden. You know, be careful in this waiting period that you don't birth an Ishmael. And Ishmael is that place in that, besides being that person, but it's that place when you went ahead of God and did what you thought you should do in this place instead of waiting on God. And trust me, I've been there many times when I've birthed an Ishmael. Instead of waiting for the promised son, the Isaac, I birthed an Ishmael. But not this time. You know, after you've done it a few times and you learn that I'm going to wait on the son of promise, I'm going to wait on my Isaac. Wait on your Isaac and don't birth an Ishmael in this period. So, you know, it's been great. It's been a good time. I just wanted to share a few of those things. Basically, not to give up. Delay does not mean denial. And that it is well. All is well. It's going to happen. So I'm going to leave with this. Do not be afraid. stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. And that's Exodus 14:13. I'm just going to check back with Chantel to see. I'm about to end the program. I'm going to end with going back to Yolanda Adams after we check back with Chantel and see if she has any other words of wisdom as she so graciously bestowed upon us earlier. And then I'm going to end the program by leaving off with Yolanda Adams and Never Give Up. But let's check back with Chantel. Hi, we checked back Hi. With you.
Hi.
I'm about to end the program, and I just wanted to check back to see if you had any more words that God had placed in your spirit.
Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Isn't that so? Yes.
Stand still. That's all you can do.
It is.
If we do anything else, we'll mess up his plan. So just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and just stay focused. And when you do speak to God and ask God for these things, just be specific of what it is that you're seeking. And believe me, it will manifest. God is going to give us the desires of our heart no matter what. So just stand still and see the salvation. It may seem like it's taken forever, but it's always on time because it's
yes.
God's time.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your words of wisdom. I am so blessed that you called. It was totally unexpected, and I am so blessed that you called and that you shared because God really did use you today. So I just want to say thank you. I'm about to end the program with going to Yolanda Adams and Never Give Up. But God bless you, and thank you for sharing.
And God bless you, too. And the wait ain't going to be too much longer.
I feel it, and you have encouraged me. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Okay, well, you have a good evening, too.
And you, too. So do you come on here every week, or you just come on periodically, or what?
I'm great come on starting, and I took a little break. There's a lot going on. But I usually come on every Sunday, and usually at 7:30, and I wasn't even going to have a program today. And so that's why I'm really shocked that you are on here. But the Lord said, go ahead and come on. Stay doing what I've asked you to do. He asked me to do this program. And, yes, I usually come on at 7:30 on Sundays, but I had not been. But he just, told me to come on today, and look, and there you were. Really at a period where, hate to be ministered. I'm supposed to be ministering, but I ministered too. I got ministered too, and I'm not ashamed to say it. So he really brought you on the program today, and I am so blessed because of it. And I think it was I came on tonight at this time so that you could come on. So, thank you for allowing him to use you.
Oh, yes. I'll be looking for you on here.
Okay.
Because the word that you did share, it was encouraging because, like you said, we're all going through something, but delay is not denial, so we all need to know that. So I'm glad that I, listened in to hear that as well because I'm going through some things myself and, it seems like if things get delayed, and you're waiting, but, that was a good topic. Delay is not denial. So I'm glad that God allowed me to come on and listen and share with you as well, because now we're both coming out at the same time.
Hallelujah. Isn't he good like that?
So, yes, that's how he does it.
It is. So thank you so much. I so appreciate you coming on the show today, coming back anytime. I'm getting myself together, and we'll be here on Sundays at 7:30.
Okay.
All right, you be blessed.
And you be blessed, too.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, well, we're leaving out on Never Give Up by Yolanda Adams. It was a great show. Thank you so much, Chantel, and all those who have listened today. I know and I believe that you got something out of it. We're all going through something or another. At some point, some have gone through, we're going through. We are all at different points in the journey. But you know what? It is great to hold somebody else's hand, to encourage each other. Hey, I'm human. I have good days, bad days, just like everybody else. But God is good. He's faithful. He is so awesome. So Never Give Up by Yolanda Adams. You know what? I am going to play If Not For Your Grace by Isaac, by Israel, because where would I be without his grace? So I'm going to just leave out on that. Bless you guys. Have a beautiful week. Know that you are powerful because you have a powerful God inside you. You are blessed because you have a God that just loves you immensely. Have a blessed week.
Like a river. Oh, oh, oh. I encourage you, think about it tonight. Where would I be?
I want you. somewhere.